Now let's look at what is sometimes called the peso problem. The peso problem, most generally, is simply the point that observed market prices may be shaped by the small probability of a major event. For an example, consider the history of the forward rate between the U.S. dollar and the Mexican peso. Starting in 1954, that rate was fixed as a fixed exchange rate at 12.5 to 1. Yet for many years after that, the forward rate for the peso was predicting some amount of peso depreciation. And yet the years passed, and still, that depreciation would never come. Some people wondered, well, is there something wrong with this forward rate? Is it predicting something that's simply never going to happen? Well, there was a big event that happened, and it happened in August of 1976. And in that month, the value of the Mexican peso fell by about 46%. So basically what was happening is that the forward rate was predicting that sooner or later a major devaluation would come. No one knew exactly when that would be. And what you had was a market price in advance being influenced by a small probability of this major event, which eventually arrived. Another major event came in 1982, where during the course of but a single day, the Mexican peso lost about 29% of its value. What these two major events are showing is that all those years when forward markets were predicting some loss of value for the Mexican peso, well, those price signals probably weren't irrational, but they were reflecting that there is at any point in time some small chance of these very negative events happening, and thus those prices, the forward prices, predicting some loss of value for the peso, that is not evidence of market inefficiency. Sometimes in the peso problem literature, we see the phrase regime switch. It can literally mean a change in regime, the governmental regime, but the term is more general than that. Think of it as that the basic model according to which an economy works is in some way undergoing a discrete change, and market prices are forecasting that in advance, realizing they don't know when it will happen, but in any given period, there's a small chance of that regime switch coming through. The more general understanding of the peso problem pops up in a lot of instances in economics, and especially in finance. It's sometimes used to explain the fact that equities appear to earn much more than, say, holding government bonds. It could be that equities are subject to some major risk, which pops up only occasionally. And in general, if one asset seems to be earning systematically more than another, you can ask yourself, is there a peso problem explaining the discrepancy? For further information, you can enter peso problem in quotation marks in scholar.google and also Google that term. There's also a useful paper by Keith Still on exactly the peso problem as applied to the history of Mexico.